All right, I'll read two more. Let's see. This one is, I lived and worked in Oakland for a few years, and this comes out of that experience. There are a couple of, there's some Oaklandese in here. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Norteño and Sudeño are two words used to refer to somebody from the north or somebody from the south of Mexico, and in Oakland, those have, or at least when I lived there, those were kind of two rival gangs. Oakland work crew. Dan said, "My life is a nine with the hammer cocked," chuckled, told of standing on a brown lawn naked, 300 pounds of pure Mick Spick, shooting at a Chevelle, tire marks on concrete, told how inside you heat a sharpened Bic and a guy carves Danny Boy or Norteño on your neck. Prince talked of faint patterns on ceiling tiles in his dreams and a pot with a 10 in it when he finds where color begins. He brought a picture. He's 13. Liberia, wide smile, fatigues, Kalashnikov hugging his shoulder. Told of barefoot soccer, running on bricks, the grace of a clean pass. Rich said, "I'm worth more than someone I meet." Then talked of his daughter, his girl, and ladies here, there. He explained what it means to be a bald head, why if he sees a Sudeño on third, he can't be held responsible for what'll happen. Told us which old school cutlass is hella tight. Larry kept saying, "High as an Oaktown sky," and that's all he said, aside from seeing vines or brush or poison oak we cut and pulled as a jay with a hit so big he'd vanish. Never told us what we knew. Clapboard house, cracked talk, brothers to keep in shoes. And I went home and wrote a lover, told how far hills were no matter where I drove, how I didn't know what it was to be a tatted bald head, raise kids, play barefoot in the street, one eye on the hammer, one ear to the barrel, hearing a seashell inside the chamber.